Well, there's a 900 repeater in Mount Clemens. And then there's a receiver for TJ's VHF P25 machine in Detroit. So there's P25 presence, but the 900 standalone repeater and a receiver for the Detroit P25 VHF repeater. And then, of course, the Richmond's P25, and so is this one, but the Warren. But they're not linked right now. We're working on that.
Okay, so back to the system that Taylor guys were talking about intertwined. I thought it was kind of like a different system, and then I saw that, so then I looked up the cost of VHF 25 radio. Hell, you can get one flea vapor. $1.50. I mean, there's like a give-home weight. I mean, apparently nobody wants them or nobody uses them. And I thought, oh, I could get one of these just to screw with and learn, you know, for that kind of money. You know, but I figured I'd better ask to see, you know, if there's anything there. So I put it on the mini cone, you know, granted I can't left it on analog, and I either squat out of it, you know. So I figured, okay, nobody uses it, or it doesn't do any ID in or it's dead. You know, I just don't know. I keep meaning to ask you about it, and because I know that you would probably, you know,